you'll hear it. Art's funny. Everyone has a voice, to my mind, except the people here. And I generally think that free speech is one of the few places in the sort of media landscape where that is different. And so what I want to say to you is don't miss this chance. Don't put your hand under your ass and not put it up in the air because you think, oh, you know, I wonder what someone will think of me looking at me at home. Or don't pause. Put your hand up and let us know what you've got to say. When the minister or someone from that sort of cosy bubble of London or wherever has given you a pat answer, tell them that it's a shit answer and say, look, I wanna have my say. And when, you know, when Rick sort of moves away from you, say, no. This is your opportunity, and because it's not only your opportunity, but it's all the people who aren't here tonight. It's all the people who are sitting at home and ignored and sort of sidelined in our national debate. So put your hand up. And also put your hand up, I know it sounds a bit weird, but put your hand up if you sort of don't agree with what's going on. I'm kind of thinking if you're on the right. I think there's a sort of tendency where people presume that everyone who's young is sort of on the left of the political spectrum, a sort of Labour supporter or a union supporter. That's not the case in this room, because we've spoken to you all, and there's actually a lot of people on both sides of the debate, because you need people on both sides of the debate to have a debate. So don't think, oh gosh, I wonder if they'll hate me if I put my hand and say my point of view. There's a few other little bits, technical sort of things like, you know, put your hand up and keep it up if you want to speak. When it comes to your turn to speak, you don't have to keep your hand up, because if you keep your hand up as you're answering the question, everyone sort of is a little bit confused as to what you're doing. What else? There's lots of other things that Ron, who is our, what do we call you? Our warm-up man, I guess. He's going to do a debate with you in a minute when we go into the studio. So he'll go through those sort of things with you. I just sort of wanted to run in here and just say, honestly, make the most of it and give us lots of applause and lots of opinion and all that sort of stuff. So I've withered on long enough.